I'm Rona Tarrant. Catholic leaders in Texas have criticized President Trump's announcement that he would deploy National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. San Antonio Archbishop Garcia Siller said Trump's move was a senseless action and a disgrace on the administration. He also said the decision to send troops to the border demonstrated repression, fear, and was contrary to the American spirit. Yesterday, Trump defended his action after newly released figures showed an increase in illegal border crossings last month. Russia has warned Britain at the United Nations Security Council that it's playing with fire by blaming Moscow for poisoning a former Russian spy and his daughter. Russia's foreign minister said he'll only accept the findings of an investigation if Russia is part of it. The country lost its bid to be part of the investigation by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Facebook's chief operating officer Sheryl Sandberg has apologized for the mistakes the company made in protecting user data and privacy. Speaking yesterday, Sandberg said she felt personal responsibility for letting third parties access Facebook user data without permission. On Monday, Facebook will begin notifying the 87 million users whose information may have been compromised and given to the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica. The Vatican has announced that Pope Francis' new apostolic exhortation will be released on Monday. Entitled Rejoice and Be Glad, it focuses on the call to holiness in the modern world. It follows the Pope's two previous exhortations, which include Evangelii Gaudium, or the joy of the gospel, and Amoris Laetitia, the joy of love. An apostolic exhortation is considered the second highest form of papal teaching after an encyclical letter. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.